This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd. As the U.S. Congress works on a massive relief package to deal with the coronavirus's economic impact, President Trump is weighing controls on companies that need bailouts. AP's Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The president says he'd back the government taking equity stakes in those companies, which would be an extraordinary federal reach into the private sector.
There's a lot of executive power. If we don't have to use it, that would be a good thing, not a bad thing.
The president says this is a medical war, not a financial one, and he's touting several medical approaches toward treating those who have the virus, including existing drugs approved for other illnesses.
More help is on the way as we speak.
Though he did not announce any new or imminent treatment. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The coronavirus is starting to have an impact on the U.S. job market, AP's Mike Hempen reports.
The Labor Department says the number of Americans filing new claims for unemployment benefits surged by 70,000 last week. Both the one-week rise and the total number of applications were far above the levels of the past year, when the jobless rate fell to a century low 3.5%. Economists predict a surge in layoffs as efforts to contain the spreading coronavirus result in people losing jobs in a variety of industries. Mike Hemp in Washington.
UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres warned on Thursday that a global recession is a near certainty. He said current national responses to the coronavirus pandemic will not address the global scale and complexity of the crisis.
Governments must give the strongest support to the multilateral effort to fight the virus led by the World Health Organization, whose appeals must be fully met.
Guterres said the world is in an unprecedented situation and the normal rules no longer apply. This is VOA News. The death toll in Italy from coronavirus cases is poised to overtake China's as a stark sign that the crisis has pivoted toward Europe and the United States. AP's Karen Chamas has more.
Italy, a country of 60 million people, registered just under 3,000 deaths, making it likely to overtake China's 3,249 dead. The outbreak spread to at least one European head of state, Monaco's 62-year-old Prince Albert, whilst the European Union's Brexit negotiator, Michel Barnier, has also contracted the virus. More African countries closed their borders, with 35 of Africa's 54 countries now experiencing a total of almost 650 cases. Worldwide, the death toll crept to 10,000 as the total number of infections topped 220,000, including nearly 85,000 people who have now recovered. I'm Karen Chamas.
Beijing has seen a record number of imported coronavirus cases as new local transmissions in China fell to zero. As Reuters' Olivia Chan reports, the Chinese Health Commission says all 34 new confirmed cases across the country Wednesday were imported from overseas.
Since last week, Beijing Airport has carved out a special zone for all international flights, and all disembarking passengers are required to submit to health checks. Non-transit travelers are then sent to designated places for compulsory 14-day quarantine. Some international flights operated by Chinese carriers will be diverted to nearby cities, financial news outlet Caixin reported, suggesting that the capital may have reached its limit in screening incoming visitors. Meanwhile, Wuhan, the epicenter of the outbreak, reported no new infections for the first time. But the city remains deserted as is still designated as high risk and subject to strict travel bans.
That's Olivia Chan of Reuters. The Olympic flame was handed over to the organizers of Tokyo's upcoming games in Athens on Thursday in a bare-bones version of the usual elaborate ceremony in the stadium where the first modern Olympics were staged. The 80,000-seat marble Panathenaic Stadium was empty, apart from a handful of officials and participants. The Japanese delegation was absent because of travel restrictions in place amid the coronavirus crisis. The handover ceremony took place 1 week after the symbolic lighting of the flame in Olympia on March 12th. Following the lighting, the Greek leg of the torch relay was canceled on the second day and did not resume because of a ban on mass gatherings in the country. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News, and I'm David Byrd.